The hotel was close next door to me, and I knew about all the good times they had during 4 weeks.
Did they ever sing songs or play?
I never heard them sing. They probably played Setback. That was a great game with them way back yonder. Close to them, they played poker, but I know that my dad played Setback. Because he taught me when I was about 6 years old, played Setback with him. And so I've known cards all my life, but if he ever played poker, I never heard of it. Maybe it wasn't becoming in churches to play poker.
You know, we're supposed to gamble.
Probably too close to gamble. The next day in courthouse, he might be having to sentence somebody from having a gambling den or something. So probably that's the reason that they settled on Setback. I don't know.
Could you describe what kind of place, what kind of school was in the town?
Well, I found that the other day, that it began with which academies and then got the institutes, and then there were three things it was called. And I think it was the last, the academy. Institute and academy. Now this is just Georgia and the things that Georgia was placed in, what began in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Of course some of them will affect the whole South, and some of them. Georgia was the first state to declare that married women should have full property rights.
Huh.
It's right interesting. Cocoa was first made and sold in Georgia. Georgia was the first state to adopt vagrancy laws. The first Lone Star flag, emblem of Texas, was designed by a Georgia girl. It's real interesting. The first Christian baptism in America took place in the Okmulgee River by DeSoto's party. It's interesting, neat thing. And as I say, many of them are true of the South, as well as Georgia, I mean, that's happening, those things that will happen.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's see.
I was wondering if you could describe maybe the inside of the schoolhouse or where you, what kind of thing.
Well, I think I told you before about...
What time of the year did you go
to? Well, I'll tell you. Back there, the children had to help with the crops. And they couldn't go to school when it was time for planting the crops and chopping the cotton and the corn. So they went to summer schools till time to go to picking the cotton in October. So it was nearly always at first summer schools that they had in the country. I know that, I think that was universally true, because they just didn't have, at the time, people needed the children to help them with their labor in getting the cotton planted and the corn chopped when it was up, and then had what they call laying by time. And that was when you had the children went to school, the schools open, and where older folks had picnics and frolics, and a good time was salted usually for the summertime. Of course those children worked in the field, but they didn't even mind it. It was something to do. Till about October. Were just summer schools. And as I told you, they were rough. They hardly had anything but these plain benches. There's no desk in front back there. I don't know what they did, but the books sat on them, I read. But these long benches clear across the building. And at first, those didn't even need a stove, one of those pot-bellied stoves that later we had up in front to keep the warm. But those first ones that were just in the summertime didn't need any stove. But later, when they commenced to have longer terms and all, they did. And there were no, I found that the other day in this stuff. Oh, well, that's another place. There were no such thing as public schools. I've got what year in here that was there. Now that was a picture of the first